in the English. He says, if we are not what we were, what now defines us as a nation? Put another way, what new national touchstones do we want to forge together to replace, say, universal health care or peacekeeping? And it describes a hunger for a new formulation of what it means to be a Canadian. Well, I don't think there's any hunger for a new formulation of what it means to be a Canadian, some neoconservative formulation of what it means to be a Canadian. In fact, my guess would be that Canadians have no interest in abandoning peacekeeping and certainly not universal health care, that what they really want is political leaders that will defend these institutions and that will...
Montreal, that is The Gruesomes. They have a new album out, and you're thinking, a new album? That's The Gruesomes from the 80s. But yes, what it is a compilation of their best songs, plus 1, 2, 3, 4 bonus tracks. So, The Gruesomes are a band out of Montreal, four-piece guy band, who are very stylish. They definitely stole a bit from the Ramones look. Or maybe a little bit more than a bit. Very, very hip, very cool. So there you go. This is a very good album. I'm really enjoying it. So I hope you did too. And it is 6:34. You are listening to CITR. And this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I'm your host, Anita B. And this is where Canadian music is. This from 6:30 until 8 is the show that features all Canadian music. What else can I tell you? Except that the weather is still wonderful, so that's good. I think my tan right now is actually deeper and better than it was in July or August. Mind you, when I say tan, it's not a leisure tan, if you will. It's a... I'm pushing my kid in the stroller and then bringing the other one to daycare, running errands kind of tan. So Gone are the days when I can just relax in the chaise lounge with a drink and just get tanned as, like, I can. But now, you know, there's, like, before kids, I guess BK and AK after kids. So you people without kids, just enjoy yourselves. If you're sitting there on some patio with a drink and you're like, oh my God, my day was so tough at work. Thankfully I'm home. I can put my feet up. Yeah. Well, throw a few kids in the mix, a couple of kids. And yeah, you know, your day at work is your day away. that's your area of refuge. Yes. Anyways, I'm not complaining. No, I'm not. It's so funny because my husband and I, it took us a long time to have kids too. And so for me to start even complaining is like not cool. So I won't. Okay. Enough of that. Enough of that in my ability to bear children. We'll get off that topic. But just to say that I am done. We're done. Two kids and that's it. Two eyes, two hands, two feet. Generally, tables at restaurants seat four and cars four comfortably. So I think two is the maximum for myself. Okay, back into Canadian music. There you go. We're going to listen to something next from a band who are from Vancouver. And I spoke to one of the guys on the phone last week because he wanted to alert us to them playing here on campus during the first week of like frosh activities. And I was like, fur-bearing animals, it sounds familiar. And yeah, so I actually found the CD today. So I don't know, I think it could be good. Let's take a listen. Let's take a listen together. Let's de-virginize ourselves to the fur-bearing animals as a group. Let's hope it's good. Woo. Okay, I'm getting excited. Here you go. This is Fur-Bearing Animals. We're going to hear the song called Some Way, and the CD is just self-titled. There you go. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Too many lights before the night, and too much time before the day, and too many wrongs for all these rights to try and take our lives away. And it don't have to be someday, some way, somehow. And all we have is but the night, so be here and be now. It don't matter why. It don't matter how. And someday, some way, somehow, somehow, somehow. And someday, some way, somehow, somehow. I'm And someday, some way, somehow, somehow. And someday, some way, somehow, somehow. And someday, some way, somehow. Somehow. And someday, some way, somehow.
All right, that right there was Pluto from, I'm guessing 1993. Let me open up the CD and let's take a look. Am I close? Pluto. Let's see. No, it was recorded. Well, yeah, let me tell you first of all, that was Pluto, the band out of Vancouver, featured on the Mint Records Presents, the CBC Radio 3 Sessions compilation that was released, a couple of years ago. And that was recorded for Nightlines, that show on CBC, in October of 94. There you go. So I was close. So it's 1994. Okay, the name of the song was Failure. And this is a really good compilation. There are 15 bands on it, including Cub, The New Pornographers, The Smugglers, The Gay, Duotang, Nico Case. Yes, so you should check it out and get it. All right, before Pluto, we heard Salmon Blaster, a band out of London, Ontario, from 1996. Of course, they are now defunct, but we heard the song Freeway. I particularly like the drums on that song. Very, very cool, very tribal. All right, before that was the band Fur Bearing Animals out of Vancouver with their song Some Way. And they have a new CD out. It is called, Fur Bearing Animals. It's self-titled. And they are going to be in Shindig. So Shindig, by the way, is a battle of the bands. So if you're into that whole fun, let's check out what Vancouver has to offer musically scene, go to Shindig, which happens every Tuesday at the Railway. I don't know, head on down for 8. That's a safe time. And there's always 3 bands that take place. And 3 bands. And then what basically happens is that over a course of many weeks, many, many weeks, a few months, I guess, these bands whittle themselves down. Like, so there's always a winner each night. And then you can progress. It's like a tennis tournament, if you will, I guess. And then there's the Shindig Finals, which years ago used to be at the Starfish Room. As I clear my throat in a... I'm like blowing on my fingernail tips. I was there at the Starfish Room in the finals myself, and my band won. Yeah, so if you want to be like me back in 19... Oh, God. So my band won the 1990, it was either 98 or 99 Shindig. You know, isn't that sad? I can't even remember. I think it was 1998. Anyways, yes. So, and it was tons of fun. And so let me interview myself. Hey, how was Shindig for you? It was lots of fun. And we won prizes to record at Mushroom Studios. And my band, by the way, was called Clover Honey. I'm not trying to talk about myself. I'm talking about Shindig, really. But we won prizes and such as recording sessions, which were really, really beneficial. I mean, we got a really, really good sounding demo out of that. We got an automatic spot in North by Northeast, I think. I think we did. Yeah, I think that's how we got in that year. So I don't know what the prizes are this year. I should really know this. I really should. Now I'm looking around the studio to see if there's any posters telling me anything more. But anyways, there's tons of prizes. So check it out. It's cheap. And usually they have jokes for beer. So if you're brave enough to get up to the front and tell a joke, and it doesn't really have to be good, you get a beer ticket usually. And you can get a beer. Okay, so that's that. All right. You are listening to CITR, of course. 101.9 FM Vancouver. And I'm your host of this show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. My name's Anita B. And I'm here until 8 o'clock with you all. Okie dokie then, let's continue with our Canadian music. What do I have queued up? I see nothing. Val's in the house, look at that. Val comes in a little bit early and I'm enjoying my conversations with her. Let's blame it on Val. Okay, let's listen to some Superconductor. Superconductor's always good on the fly. No. She's here, so that's good. So you will have a quality show. Look how early she came in. It's like not even 7 o'clock, and her show's at 8. So she is preparing herself and yourselves for a good quality show. Her show, by the way, is called Folk Oasis. It runs from 8 till 10. And there you go. Okay. Superconductor is what we're going to listen to next. The album I have here is Hit Songs for Girls. And we are going to hear the song, number 6. as I count. 1, 2, 3, 4. Ah, shaved temple. That's what we're going to hear. Yeah, it's shaved temple. All right, there you go. Okay. You are listening, of course, to CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be right back. Okay, from 1996, that there was Mao with their song Miss Lefebvre.
Miss Lefebvre! Miss Lefebvre! It's me, Baby Fritz, and I love you!
There you go. That was Miss Lefebvre. That's a Mint Records release. And then before that, we heard something from Treble Charger. I haven't played Treble Charger, I don't think, ever. So there you go. I'm guessing that that song was from about the same era. And let's just take a look here. Treble Charger. The song was called Bubble and Star. Here is where the guitars come in. It was 1996. And, you know, as I'm looking through this lineup of Treble Charger, Greg something. Sounds like that. That's his name. Greg. Oh, I know his name, too. Anyways, that guy, one of the lead singers. There's like two guys that sang. The guy that dressed kind of like a skate punk, even though he was like 40 years old. That guy. He is the, at least he was for a really long time. I don't know if he still is, but he, for the longest time, was slash is the band manager for that awful band out of Toronto where that guy, the lead singer dude. Okay. God, what are they called? They're kind of like a ripoff of Blink 182 and they have like numbers in their name. It's like Plan 69 or something like that. Anyways, they're awful. I really dislike that band. And the lead singer guy is just so not attractive. Anyways, he's married to Avril Lavigne, that band. You know what I'm talking about, that band there? Where the guy's married to Avril Lavigne? Anyways, that band. So let me go back. That band, the manager of that band was the lead singer of Treble Charger, who I just played. So that guy, Greg, is like raking in the dough. Just do the math there. Good God. Can you imagine? Weird. Okay. So there you go. That's my little bit of trivia on Treble Charger. Okay, then Superconductor was in there before that. Superconductor. We heard the song Shaved Temple from their album, I don't know, released back in 93. Hit Songs for Girls. Okay. By the way, my name is Anita B, and this show here is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And the deal here is Canadian music. That's what I do for an hour and a half every Wednesday. Except for the first Wednesday of each month. That is when Miko comes in. Miko Hoffman. And her show is called And Sometimes Why. And there you go. So if today is the, I think it's the 17th. I think I have two more weeks. Maybe another week. And then I get my little week off. That's how it works. Okay. So let's move on and listen to some more Canadian music. Let's listen to something from this compilation. I am talking about Grenadine Records. This is a label out of Montreal, and I'm not quite sure. I don't think they're active anymore. I mean, I haven't seen anything from them released. I don't know. But the guys that run the label, two guys, really nice, super cool people, I'm telling you. What were their names again? I should know this. Alex and Eric, that's their names. Really cool guys. Anyways, they ran this label, Grenadine. Maybe they still do. I don't know. But this compilation is called Serp and Gasoline Volume 1. I also have a Serp and Gasoline Volume 2 compilation as well. We're going to hear something from the first one. And the song we're going to hear is, let's see. Oh, we have to hear Tricky Woo. So that's song number 14. And this is a good song. And the song is called Making Time. And there you go. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Yeah.
The New Forms Festival connects art, technology, and culture at galleries and studios throughout Vancouver. Between September 18th and 27th, the New Forms Festival will explore media arts from all corners of the earth on the theme Mosaics. Work at the festival will examine cross-cultural media through video, sound, internet, print, and writing.
To quote Artistic Director Jennifer Maximitz, anyone who uses digital technology, even a cell phone, will relate to performances and exhibitions. New Forms has become the largest new media arts festival on the West Coast and has something for everyone.
For more information, visit http://2008.newformsfestival.com.
Hey, Quentin and Dave from Chips with Everything.
Hey, Heather from Queer FM, what's up?
Well, you know how Bryce, our program director here at CITR, has kind of been riding all of our asses about making promos for our shows?
Cha! Yes!
Well, you know, I was thinking, like, over at the CBC, they have this woman named Promo Girl, and she comes on once an hour and tells everybody what's coming up, and it's usually kind of theatrical, and she has, like, a really sexy voice and stuff. So anyway, I was thinking that I'd really like to have a promo boy, or like, promo boys. Would you guys be up for that?
Sure. What do we have to do?
Just tell people about Queer FM, really.
Okay.
Queer FM features news, views, current affairs, arts and music. For, of course, the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered communities and all its allies. Heather Kitchen hosts Queer FM Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on CITR 101.9.
how melancholic. That there was the organ. And you're thinking, the organ? What's up with that? I don't know that song. Well, you shouldn't, because this is one of six songs on a new album that is released by the organ called Thieves. And the deal with this is that these songs were to have been recorded to be put on an album to follow up their 2004 album, Grab That Gun. And they broke up before they could do that. And then so last year, they went into the studio and recorded these sort of while they were still broken up, actually. And they're not together, but they just wanted to get these songs, I think, out of their system and to get them released. And I know that feeling. I know when you have songs that you put a lot of time into either writing and or recording and they're not out there, it can be really frustrating. So I'm sure that's, I'm assuming, part of the motivation to do this. But the organ, yeah, Katie Sketch, she was the singer, and I knew her pretty well, actually. And back, God, maybe, oh, I don't know, like 4 years ago, apparently, according to the internet, and according to a few people I know, she's a big international modeling star. So there you go. It's amazing how things change, huh? All right, so that was the organ. The song was called Don't Be Angry. And before that, we heard something from Dandy Wind, another Vancouver band. That song is Battle of Verdun from the new album Yoke of the Golden Egg. And then we heard Tricky Wound there with the song Making Time from a compilation called Syrup and Gasoline Volume 1, Grenadine Records. Okie dokie then. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I'm your host, Anita B. And there is some new music in the station, so I'm pretty excited. I haven't heard anything from this new Novalero, or I suppose as the Spanish would pronounce it, Novallero. Is that right? I try. Anyways, I haven't heard anything from their new album. It's called A Little Tradition. And so that's good, because we're going to hear something from them now. Okay, so Novalero, or Novallero, if you will, had one of the guys, at least. I don't think the drummer from Duotang is in this band, but anyways, at least the singer, Rod Slaughter, bass player guy from Duotang, moved on, a few years ago or more, to form the band Novallero. And we're going to hear the song. Oh, let's see. How about song number one? Because when in doubt, always go with number one. Okay, so they are playing too. I know that I've seen posters all over town, but I don't know when or where. So check it out. I'm sure they have a website you can go to. Just, Google them. And there you go. Okay, this is Novalero, or Novallero, with their song Life in Parentheses from the new album A Little Tradition. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Maybe years in your hire, maybe I have to. Liberty City is a bad old place. We all know. Well, eyeballs float in space. We all know. We were tired. We can't sleep. It's crowded in. Don't sleep. Language city don't mean a thing to me. Shut the fuck up.
Hello, Micro. We're at 8,000 feet, perishing cold, and I'm bored stiff. What about putting on a hot gramophone record to cheer me up?
Hello? Hello? Is this Harlem 77711?
Hello, fellas. This is Duke Ellington.
Get it. Pause. Let's get sweet and hot.
In the opinion of hot music critics, Count Basie has one of the best dance orchestras in the country.
King of the clarinet, Marty Shaw, and his orchestra making dance history in the Blue Room of the Hotel Lincoln in New York City.
Every Thursday from 10 till noon, join me, your host, Charles Burnham, for Sweet and Hot, a celebration of the 78 RPM record, the three-minute masterpiece in the golden age of North American songwriting. Hot jazz, swing, and popular music from the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. That's every Thursday from 10 till noon here on CITR 101.9 FM.
That's a swell record. I must get it. What's his number?
Yes.
All right, that right there was a band out of Toronto called The High Dials. And you may possibly remember them years ago. They used to be the Dotsons. And then apparently a band out of New Zealand had the same name. And so the Montreal band, the Dotsons, changed their name to, I think, the Dotsons 4 or something. And then they finally gave up and just renamed themselves the High Dials. The song we heard was called Seagull Blues, and they have a new album out. It's called Moon Country. And I really like that. Really, really good song. They are playing a show here next month on October 9th, and I don't know where. It just says on the CD here, it says Thursday, October 9th in Vancouver. So look around, you know, your local media papers and whatnot for them. All right. Good. That was good. I quite enjoyed that new song. Anyways, on the topic of enjoying songs, we heard Wolf Parade in there. Yay. My nose is all stuffy. Oh, I'm probably getting a cold. Anyways, you cannot go wrong ever with Wolf Parade. I love Wolf Parade. That guy's voice is just so killer. I'm so in love. They're so dreamy. Anyways, they have a new album out on Sub Pop. It's called At Mount Zoomer. And the song we heard was Language City. And then Novalero as well in there, we heard before Wolf Parade with their song Life in Parentheses from their new album, A Little Tradition. Okay, so my name everywhere, my name on the streets, my name in bed, my name in the shower is Anita B. And the show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm here from 6:30 until 8 playing Canadian music. Okay, so what else can I tell you? I think that's about it. I think I should tell us all about the weather. But I'll look it up first because I'm curious. So hopefully next time I chat with you, we'll hear about the weather. We'll find out what's going on tomorrow and the next few days because I'm just loving this delayed fall. This extended summer. It's awesome. Okay, so we're going to move on and listen to something from Gaze. From their album called Mitsumiru. And in case you did not know, Gaze is my show partner. That would be Miko Hoffman, whose show is every Monday. Sorry, the first Wednesday of each month. My show is each subsequent Monday. Wednesday. What's the matter with Wednesday of each month? And her show is called And Sometimes Why. But anyways, back in the day, she had a band called Gaze. And three-girl band, pretty cool band. Really cool band. You had Rose Melberg, who was, I think, from the band The Softies on drums. So she was from the States, and she had a lot of success on her own. So she was the drummer. And then there is a girl named Megan on bass, and I love them. I always loved Gaze. And then they broke up, you know, as all bands do eventually. Anyways, these guys are really cool. They were on K Records, and we're going to hear the third song from this album. And let me just... Whoa. Something's weird is happening here. Oh, my earphone jack wasn't fully in. Oh, that's why things weren't sounding weren't sounding too good. Okay, anyways, we're going to hear the song Bob Again. That's the song. Okay, so you are listening, of course, to CITR 101.9 FM. There you go. I have to do that. And this right here is the wonderful Gaze. We'll be right back. I hate dead air. That was awful. Sorry about that. Okay, so weather. Let's find out what is going on in the Vancouver area. Weather Vancouver. I'm just going through CDs and I got caught really short there. Okay, let's take a look. According to the weathernetwork.com, the weather for Vancouver, BC will be... Oh, geez, come on. Click here to continue. Okay, so it's currently 19 degrees out and overcast. That's not so bad. Tonight, the low will be 13 degrees. And tomorrow is Thursday. And so in the morning, it should be about 13, mostly. God, I stuttered. Mainly sunny. Tomorrow afternoon will be a high of 19 degrees. So for all of you Americans and or, I don't know, Celsius phobes, 19 degrees Celsius is approximately 67 Fahrenheit. And personally, in case you need to know, my internal system works on Fahrenheit. I like Fahrenheit. I get Fahrenheit. I mean, I get Celsius. I know the deal, but I still kind of sort of, you know, convert. Okay, enough about me though. Okay, Friday. So Friday's temperature will be a high of 18 with cloudy periods. So kind of half and half. And then on the weekend, it's going to be a little bit cooler. So Saturday and Sunday, variable cloudiness with highs of 17 on each day. And that's the deal. So it's not so bad. It's fall. I'm going to miss today, though. Today, I think the high was about 25 or something. That's so nice. Oh, well. Good for global warming, huh? God, I'm slurring. I'm not drinking or anything either. My nose is a little stuffy. Can't get my words out correctly. Global warming. Okay, so it is 7:47, and that there was gaze. Okay, let's move on then. That was my weather report. And we're going to hear something from the Constantines. This is a band who I play quite often. And I'm not going to play anything from their... Oh, I can't. I lost their CD. Oh, this is lovely. great. No CD here. Oh, God. Oh, here it is. You know, I'm one step ahead of myself. I was already queued up here. Okay, let's listen to this song from their album released back in, I think it was 2003 on Three Gut Records. We're going to hear, I always play Young Lions, but how about, let's not play that one. How about Shine a Light? This is from their album of the same name. And there you go. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This right here is the Constantines.
All a man can build is his vision. try it. A crime of passion.
CITR, this is DJ Betty Ford here to tell you that your favorite Tuesday night DJs have moved to Republic. Join myself and Trevor Risk in the main room as we conduct a balls-out assault on the dance floor. Or get it on the patio to a rotating crew of selectors, including CITR DJs and other famous people. We'll be mashing the latest tracks with all your favorite classics. And we'll have those trademark drink specials and cheap cover that you've been loving all these years. Plus, you can bring in your Friend of CITR card or CITR membership card for free cover for you and a guest before midnight. Only at Full Tilt Tuesdays at Republic, 958 Granville Street at Nelson. Full Tilt Tuesdays, manic weeknight hysteria from the original Tuesday Night Wrecking Crew.
Elastic City. Thank you very much, folks. The Muppet Show is proud to present our very special guest, Weezer. Yeah!
They say I need some Rogaine to put in my hair.
CITR 101.9 FM and Live Nation are proud to introduce Weezer. With special guests Angels and Airwaves and Canada's own Tokyo Police Club. Friday, October 10th at General Motors Place. This is Weezer's first tour in 3 years.